Good afternoon. Thank you. When I asked some fellow homeschooling friends to pray for me for today, one of my dearest friends reassured me that God often uses unimpressive and unimportant people to accomplish His will. So here I am. As a pregnancy resource director, I'm blessed to meet with women during one of the most important and beautiful events in their lives, the birth of a child. Our center is there to offer hope and help to them before and after childbirth. In the U.S., there are over 400 centers that served 2.3 million people in 2010. Most of us are operating on a little bit of a wing and a whole lot of prayer. But people like presidential appointee Reverend Harry Knox, who serves the President's Council on Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partners and is the new CEO of the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, are already leading the charge to try and eliminate pregnancy resource centers like ours around the country. And what do they seem to hate the most? You may have guessed. Faith-based pregnancy resource centers. Religious faith is under attack in our country. Is it possible that the current administration misunderstood the First Amendment to provide a freedom from religion? I hope not. We are here today to oppose the Health and Human Services mandate. We are not here protesting health care or attempting to impose our beliefs onto others, but rather we are seeking the confirmation of our constitutional guarantee to freely exercise our religious beliefs. People of faith, now is not the time to remain silent. Lay people, you are the means through which everyone in your sphere of influence may come to know the truth, and you will be held accountable for your silence. In the words of St. Catherine of Siena, we've had enough of exhortations to be silent. Cry out with 100,000 tongues. I see that the world is rotten because of silence. Please pray for our leaders, pray for our country. God bless you, and thank you for coming out today.